Celtics get the season underway tomorrow night, and Whit Grosbeck will be with us on this show tomorrow at 8:20, and it is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us at 9 tomorrow. We are at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday, awaiting Gerard Mayo, who will join us in about 15 minutes or thereabouts. Coming up, our annual Lunch with a Hero event, and we are now doing a show for the first time ever on the morning of the Lunch with a Hero event, and we are going to the American Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson / my home, longtime, lifelong home continent of Stowe. And so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will bring your hero to the show and get VIP seating. And then you and your hero will join us for lunch after at the 110 Grill. And we are, just a reminder, we are celebrating all of those who have served this country. But special honor for Joe Landry, our friend that we met last year, who just over the weekend turned 100 years old. And he will be with us that morning at the American Heritage Museum. And so,
and I would just like to say, though, I'm really happy his birthday was before. If it was not going to be on the exact birthday.
I understand. Say no more. Yep. Please. But I'm hoping that everybody, I've been getting DMs and stuff. Do you need tickets for this? No. We have VIP tickets that were given away, which include a seat right up front for you and your hero. Everybody else can come. Check out the American Heritage Museum is an extraordinary trip through the history of this country and the way in which this country has fought for freedom. And so you will love the experience. I hope you'll come out that morning. Say happy birthday to Joe. We'll get Joe on the show to talk about his experience serving this country in World War II. So, but if you are caller number 9 right now, tell us who, and actually, Jackson, if you grab him, we'll put him on, because I want to know who your hero is, who you're going to bring. And you can also go to the contest page at WEEI.com and tell us about your hero there. It's really quick. You don't need, I said last week, I thought you needed a picture. You don't need a picture or anything. Just go to WEEI.com contest page and sign up to bring whoever you would like to thank for serving this country. So.
And I think at many of our road shows, guys like Worm got tanked. So it's finally to do a road show with tanks.
Yes.
And I thought, Greg, that photo of you, we have to recreate it.
In the tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. We're definitely going to send Wiggy out in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the tank.
Yeah. Shout out to our boy Worm. He is a vet.
Yes, he is a vet.
So
yes,
he served this country.
Yep. Yes, he is.
So shout out to all of us.
This is Rich from Springfield. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I want to make a statement, and I need a favor. I just want to say that Gerard Mayo is letting us down currently. I mean, he signed on that dotted line to be the head coach of this team. I don't care if it was dealt a shorthand with the hangover of Belichick's old roster or Elliott Wolf. He signed on that dotted line. He knew what he was getting into. His players right now don't respect him to the point where he has to physically say in a post-game presser saying, listen, there will be changes. And then he says that, and then there's no changes. So if you're getting threatened by saying that, you have to make some changes.
Yeah.
The clock management has been poor. His timeouts have been poor. Play selection, going for that two-point conversion yesterday when he shouldn't have. So, but now here's my I need a favor.
Yeah.
I want you to ask Rod Mayo to have Jelani Tavai stand across from me, run me over, knock me out until they start winning more games. But hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, instead of ammonia salts to wake me up, I want you to use Santo's breath.
What the hell?
Oh, Rich, then get rid of him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
It took a long way to get there.
Factually incorrect.
Santo is a dreamboat. He smells great.
Yes, he is.
I would just also, just because I think facts matter, they don't care about your feelings. We all believe Bill Belichick's a better coach than Pete Carroll, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Pete Carroll won 8 games, got fired. He had Drew Bledsoe, Teddy Bruschi, Ty Law, Troy Brown. You go up and down that roster, pretty good roster. Bill Belichick came in and won 3 fewer games in his first year. And Bill had already had experience as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So, like, This is really bad. It's worse than I thought it was. I was dead wrong in week one when I thought Mayo would turn this around. Sure as hell didn't.
Yeah.
He might be doing as bad or worse as Bill was doing. All I'm saying is context is important, and the way this team is going, they're not going to get better until and unless the front office and ownership changes their approach.
Mm-hmm. But you certainly have things going on around this team, and it may just be because they're losing, and maybe we're not used to that. But you have things going on around this team with regard to players saying things and doing things that you were able to avoid mostly in the past here.
Until you started losing.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's corrosive.
It's more prevalent right now than it was even when they were losing, though. You have to admit that.
It's easy to change. Look what Dan Campbell's doing in Detroit. His first year in Detroit, I can't remember his record right off the top.
3-12-1.
3-12-1. That was his first year in Detroit. So it's easy.
And then he got boat raced here by Bailey Zappi, and people were saying he should be fired in his next year.
Right. So it's easy to change, but you are right, Curtis. You do need the players. But it looks like you have the one player that is the most important piece to change it, and that's the quarterback.
Yep.
So it's easy for you to get a wide receiver. It's easy for you to get offensive linemen. It's either easy for maybe to add another couple pieces to the D-line or that defense. So it's easy to change. You just have to be willing, in the sense of Robert Kraft, to say, okay, we got to make a real play in free agency to bring in some proven commodities.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. T. Higgins, Jamar Chase. I don't know. Maybe you make a run at a guy like Myles Garrett, who's in Cleveland, and that thing's falling apart. Or they're players up and down the board that you can look at and go.
But it's so frustrating when you're right, when Robert Kraft says, quote, there's nothing more important to my family than winning football games, unquote. That is just factually inaccurate. Mm-hmm. They do not approach their job that way. You don't build a team with this roster if the most important thing to you is winning games.
I think that's still the most important thing to them. I just think that it's not being executed by the people that they have trying to execute
it. Who picked those people?
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's their fault, and if it's not being done adequately, like you, in my opinion, when Gerard Mayo sat in this seat and said, we're going to burn some cash, I'm with Courtney. I think he thought they were. And I think Bill Belichick not being hired and that $30 million went away because they had to pay him to do nothing. And to me, given that this organization was bought for $400 million, it's now worth $10 billion, you could have invested more money and given a longer runway for a guy that needed help in Gerard Mayo.
And yeah. I think the most important thing for Robert Kraft right now is the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't think it's winning football games.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
All right, Gerard Mayo will join us soon. This real quick is Sean. Sean, how are you?
Excellent. How you doing?
Great. I want to know who's coming. Who are you bringing to lunch with a hero?
Okay, so I'd like to bring my brother. He's a veteran of the Navy, and I won't get into it, but he was the missile launcher for the conflict in the Gulf when the Monica Lewinsky thing was going on.
Oh, excellent. All right. I believe the
president... I'm not bringing a blue dress, but that was what he did.
Right? The president at that time was also had a missile that was launched.
Oh, boy.
If I remember correctly.
I think he missed his target,
yes.
Though.
All right. Oh, did he miss his target?
I think he got...
Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's awesome. Can't wait to see you and see your brother. And we'll keep giving you chances to bring your hero to Lunch with a Hero and our show at the American Heritage Museum on Friday, November 8th. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Patriots fall to 1-6 on the season with a loss across the pond to Jacksonville. 32-16 was the final. Drake May completed 26 of 37 passes for 276 yards and 2 touchdowns. Gerard Mayo saying what everyone's thinking when it comes to what this team is right now.
Disappointing game. We came out, we started fast. What I would say is, look, we're a soft football team across the board. We talk about what makes a tough football team. That's being able to run the ball. That's being able to stop the run. And that's being able to cover kicks. And we did none of those today. They controlled the ball for most of the day. You know, their run game averaged over 4.5 yards a carry. Our run game, not sure what the average was, but it wasn't good. Look, back to the drawing board. I mean, we can't sit here and pout. We just got to put a game together.
We'll talk to Gerard Mayo coming up very soon. And congratulations to Scheim. He hit his 42 over bet on Friday. The late game last night, even a reunion with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, couldn't get a Jets win over the Steelers. 37-15 was the final. Aaron Rodgers had two interceptions in this one, while Russell Wilson threw for 264 yards and two touchdowns. Monday Night Football, we'll see the Chargers taking on the Cardinals in Arizona and the Ravens taking on the Bucks. The Dodgers are headed to the World Series to take on the Yankees after a 10-5 win over the Mets in Game 6 of the NLCS. The World Series kicks off on Friday, and the New York Liberty became WNBA champions with a 67-62 overtime victory last night over the Minnesota Lynx. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 59 degrees and sunny, afternoon high 77.